There is a story that has existed since ages past. A tale told even long before it had fallen into the realm of myth and legend. A tale of two figures walking an unending path of conflict. The one known only as the Champion, a mighty warrior of great strength and virtue who traveled the lands fighting in the name of justice and peace. And the one known as the Temptress, a beautiful but deadly swordswoman who sought only to bend the world to her whim. It has been said the two forces were destined enemies from the beginning, and that their lives both began and ended in battle as was willed by the gods themselves. Their story is one that has passed into myth and legend even in their own time. Though, not all legends are exactly as they say.
Monarch of the realm and all that he sees, I present to you the victor of our contest among the noble houses, Lord...
Enough.
Sire?
So, you're the one, You have bested the warriors of all the other noble houses in strength, skill, and valor. Impressive. You are 25 years, correct?
Yes, my king.
I know your house. Many great knights have come from your family. I am unsurprised it was you who eventually claimed the victory.
Thank you, my king.
And you know the reason as to why this contest was held?
To stand as a champion for the people, my king. To be a symbol of hope and virtue to all. And to seek out any threat to peace and destroy it.
And you know what is required of you before you go forth in your task.
Yes, my king. I am to forsake my house, my title, and my name. I am to commit myself to king and country, and to protect its people without fail.
And you are fully prepared to do so? To give up all that you have to live a life of service to the people? To face the evils of this world alone, if need be?
I am prepared, my king.
Very well. Elder, you may proceed.
State your newly devoted purpose before the gods.
I am servant to the will of the gods and protector of their lands and people. I dedicate myself to this cause above all others. I henceforth discard my past and my name, leaving behind all worldly belongings and desires in pursuit of peace, justice, and freedom. To this end, I commit myself until the gods see fit that my role should be fulfilled.
Ye gods above, we beg your blessings upon this noble soul who has devoted his existence to your will. May he be gifted the strength, wisdom, courage, and fortune to see his task through with victory and virtue. So as we pray, so let it be.
So let it be.
From this moment, the man you were is no more. I bestow upon you the title of champion, and all shall know you as such henceforth. Rise, champion.
Thank you, my king.
Hail to our champion!
Hail! Hail! Hail!
You have earned an evening's respite, champion. But come the morning, you have your first task awaiting you.
Yes, my king.
Some of the lower villages have been struck by a band of thieves, being led by a woman they call the Temptress.
I have heard of her, my king.
I felt you would have. She recently had the audacity to break into our walls and steal from our treasury, leaving with a medallion that has existed in this family for generations. Your first task will be to locate her Take the medallion back and bring her to justice.
Should I not depart to do so now, then, my king?
I admire your dedication, but no. My men have not been able to track her down. Yet, there is word she lingers within the nearby region. But rest yourself tonight, then begin your quest on the morrow.
As you wish, my king. So it begins on the morrow. I have come this far. I cannot fail the king and people now. I should leave now. Yet his majesty is right, and Eve's rest is warranted. Before then, I should... Wait, what? Where? Where is my sword?
Interesting. Do you often speak to yourself when alone?
Who are you? How did you get in here? Why are you sitting at my window?
Not even an attempt at a civil greeting. How unbecoming of the noble champion.
Who are you? I will not ask again.
Goodness. Now that certainly is not very intelligent, is it? What if I refuse to answer? Would you simply be left wondering? Very well. I am the one the king has set you after. I am the temptress.
You!
Any closer, and I shall see to it that you shall have to fish your blade from the moat. That would certainly leave you looking rather undignified, would it not? Especially after all that grand display earlier.
You speak as though you were there.
Very good. I see there is a mind to be found in that head of yours after all.
How?
The king's men do not pay much mind to the face of a woman in noble dress, especially when her bosom is uncovered. It made slipping past them rather easy. I was there for the entire ceremony. Quite an ordeal. Most inspiring.
Did you merely come here to mock me?
Heavens, no. I came to get a better look at you. To see if you are as much of the man you think you are. And perhaps to talk a little.
Talk?
Does that surprise you? I have no need to attack you, champion. Here, I shall even return your sword as a peace offering.
I have you. Surrender. What do you find so amusing?
Oh, simply that this gives me the chance to look at you so much more closely. And the fact that you have failed to notice the other blade in my hand.
Ah.
Now, unless you wish to see the colour of your insides, I suggest you release me and step back. Much better. Now, hopefully we can have a civil discussion.
And what could I possibly have to discuss with you?
Any number of things. We could talk of the weather, or of the current state of affairs, or how you possibly expect to be able to track me down once the sun rises.
The fact that you are foolish enough to linger here shall work against you. I could just as easily take you into custody now, regardless that you are armed.
My, my. So brazen. I see that your new title has made you rather overconfident. Or perhaps simply prideful.
My pride has nothing to do with it. I am tasked to bring you to justice, and I shall do so.
Perhaps. Perhaps not. But certainly not tonight.
And what makes you so confident in that?
Oh, come now. Alerting the guard to my presence now would simply make you look foolish. And it would raise questions as to why you allowed me here to begin with. And should I escape in such a circumstance, it would only cause they and your king to look unfavorably upon you for letting me slip away so easily.
Only if you managed to escape me.
Which I would, champion, with ease. I did not gain the following I have by mere wiles alone.
Your wiles would not work on me if you tried. You cannot break me. My will is that of steel.
Well said, champion. Yet even steel can bend with enough fire put to it. I have known many men such as you. Will you truly be any different? Perhaps you think yourself above temptation, a paragon of purity and virtue. Or could it be that you are chaste? A virgin?
What? That? Heck, how dare you?
Oh, have I spoken something too untoward? Or perhaps I'm too close to the truth. But enough of that. I did not come here to anger you or insult your pride, champion. I came to offer you a deal.
A deal?
Yes. I want to see for myself if you are truly as skilled as you claim to be. Thus, here is what I propose. I will remain within the woodlands bordering the capital for another day. Should you truly succeed in tracking me down, then I shall return the medallion to you.
You... This is not a game.
Oh, but it is, champion. Whether you believe it or not, you and I have been set into a game of cat and mouse by none other than your very king. I would simply like a test of how sly a cat you can truly be.
I could simply take the medallion from you now and be done with it.
That would be rather difficult, as I do not have it at the moment. Do you think yourself capable of finding it? I have many men, any one of whom may currently be holding it for me. How long do you suppose that would take you, if you managed to find it at all?
You.
Yet there is my offer, champion. I give you a day. Find me, and the medallion is yours. If not, I leave the woodlands, and you shall find locating me to be vastly more difficult.
And should I find you, you shall turn yourself over as well.
Oh, no, 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 champion. That is not part of the deal. Should you succeed, you win the medallion. If you wish to win me, then you shall have to try again another day.
If I refuse?
Then it is your loss. I leave and take my prize with me. It matters not to me if you refuse. I simply wish to give you a fair chance.
Why?
Why? I am interested in seeing whether you are the champion you claim to be, or simply another fool seeking glory. It has been some time since I encountered a worthy opponent. I am curious to see what you can accomplish. Until then, I shall leave you to your rest, dear champion. I await seeing you on the morrow. Please, don't disappoint me.
What? She jumped! Where is she? She's not surfacing. She's gone, but how?
She is cunning.
Well played, Temptress. Yet mark my words. I will find you. I swear it!
Good girl, I am sorry to have had you wait for so long. Yet it seems we have yet another challenger to face. I have a feeling about this one. Something different from the others. Something intriguing. Our game has begun, champion. Will you be the same as the others? Or will you be the one to catch me at last? Either way, it shall be a most enjoyable chase.